Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Here's why I got so excited about this story. This cup is 4 years old. This is not a story of a new product launch where the marketplace doesn't have an opinion. This is a product already out there made by a 107-year-old company popular with campers and guys with lunchboxes. Now they have young women waiting in line to get the latest version. Talk about a pivot. Oh, my. And you better believe we can copy this approach. Let's drill down on how he did it. First off, he changed the role of the quencher. Instead of a practical tool for guys, it became a stylish, personalized accessory for keeping hydrated, what women wanted to do anyway. As the article noted, the cup had to look good in our homes and match our outfits. So ask yourself, what different role do I need to take on? What do those changes look like? We assume it's an overhaul, but not always. You might find those adjustments are easier than you think. Second, be a hero on social media. Everyone loves a heartwarming story. A great example? Stanley got massive attention when they bought a 16-year-old a new car after it burned down. And yep, that quencher survived. This right here is what Riley was talking about when he said chase hearts, not wallets. Now to apply, think about how to interact with your advocates on social media. If somebody reports a problem, solve it on the spot. If there's a situation where you can step up, do it. Word will spread fast. A lot of us believe that once buyers have an opinion of us, we can't move out of that category. This inspiring story shows that that's not true. There are new buyers out there who don't have an opinion about us. If we can appeal to them on their own terms, then we can now pull what I'm now calling a Stanley. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.